Episode 68. In this episode, Heather Selby from Mazel, it's the name of her company, talks about the difference between modern marketing and traditional marketing.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the Online Marketing Audio Blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the Online Marketing Audio Blog. My name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella, and it's my job to keep you ahead of the game when it comes to everything to do with online marketing. This is an audio version of our latest blog article on the Green Umbrella website, and this blog has been created with the small business owner in mind, and we cover all sorts of topics such as growing pains in a business, finance, technology, marketing, and of course, good old social media, which is our key focus. So without further ado, let's head on over to the episode as I introduce a new guest blogger to the Green Umbrella blog. Please give a warm welcome to Heather Selby, who's making her debut audio today with her blog article called Modern Marketing versus Traditional Marketing. Over to you, Heather.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
Hi everybody, my name's Heather Selby and my company is Mazel, which is a marketing agency. And Green Umbrella have kindly asked me to guest blog. And we decided on traditional marketing as a topic. So, traditional marketing, we're obviously in a modern world with modern technologies, which has resulted with a modern approach to marketing, which is fantastic. It does beg the question though, what about traditional marketing? Is there still a place for it? Now you're probably thinking, I'm not quite sure what traditional marketing is, so I'm just going to bore you a little bit and define traditional marketing. So traditional marketing is marketing materials such as leaflets, brochures, business cards. Then you have the likes of newspaper, magazine, billboard advertising, petrol station pumps, telemarketing, sales letters, you get the picture. I could go on for quite a while, but just think about any form of communication with Joe Public before the internet. The traditional marketing approach worked because it was what customers wanted. It was how they wanted to be contacted, and, well, there was no other way to contact them. When the internet hit our computer screens, it revolutionised the way that we communicate, and we could communicate with a much wider audience. And it opened a new set of marketing channels. It's fantastic news, but there is no reason to forget about the traditional marketing methods. They still work. Why do I think they work? Well, we still pick up magazines, we still visit petrol stations, and we still receive leaflets through the door that we pick up. And you're probably thinking, well, yeah, but that doesn't mean that they work. Yeah, fair point, okay. But let's look at advertising and give you examples why it wouldn't work. So here's some example. So number one, your target audience doesn't look there. Two, the message isn't clear. Three, there isn't a call to action. Four, your contact details aren't clear. Five, it's not quite clear that it is you. So for instance, if your logo is suddenly a different colour to your website, and once the person's reached there, they suddenly switch off because they're not quite sure it's you. And there are seven more factors to consider. But even if you get everything right, you may still think that it doesn't work. But why? So bear with me and look at this following example for me. One, you place an advert into a local magazine. Two, it leads a prospective customer to your website. Yay! Three, they research you using your website and Google. Four, better yet, they actually like what they see and they call you. What was the lead source in this situation? Would you have got the lead if you hadn't placed the advert in the first place? Better yet, would you have got the lead if the advert hadn't prompted an impulse to take further action? Let's go even further. Would they have called you if the message was different on the website as it was on the advert? Well, even when you receive the call for this inquiry, the customer will usually tell you it's the most recent source of contact. In this case, the website. You may see where I'm going with this. Most people report on their recent lead source, not the customer journey. So they dismiss those more traditional marketing methods as unsuccessful. if they were to take out the initial lead source, would they have still got the lead? So what am I saying? I am talking to you about traditional marketing because it still has a place and it still works, but it's best in combination with modern marketing. But the customer's journey must be flawless from one to the other. So think consistency. And you must look at the whole customer journey for it to be effective. So that's Heather from Mazel, the answer to your marketing puzzle. And thank you for listening.
You're on the Online Marketing Audio Blog.
Thank you so much for your debut blog, Heather. You can come along again, no problems whatsoever. It's so true about traditional marketing, and it is far from dead. So many people come to Green Umbrella for their social media management, and when we do a full marketing sweep, they felt that they no longer needed to invest in traditional adverts such as promo goods or flyers, leaflets, etc., because they're now doing social media. And that's a big, big mistake. Social media is certainly not your golden ticket. It's not your superhero. So please do not dismiss traditional marketing. Do you know, I feel so strongly about this topic that we're pleased to announce that as from the 1st of September 2014, Green Umbrella will be increasing our services as we've acquired a local print and design company called Thunderbird Design and Print. So not only will Green Umbrella be offering social media management and training, we'll also be offering traditional print services, anything from business cards to full exhibition stands. Exciting times ahead. Traditional marketing is not dead.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, Boubou, Coochie Coo, who's a pretty boy then? All the platforms are covered here.
I really hope that you've enjoyed today's article. If you have knowledge about online marketing, then why not consider becoming a guest blogger for Green Umbrella? We're increasing our weekly content from September 2014, so we're looking for additional bloggers. Perhaps you're a marketeer or a business coach, or you specialise in web development or design. Now, I'd love to hear from you. Simply give us a tweet on @GreenUmbrella, and it's Green Umbrella in the umbrella bit, it's a number 3. So that's GreenUmbrella. Or you can tweet me, that's @JuliaDoherty, DoHERTY. Use the hashtag GU, as in Green Umbrella, GU Giraffe, saying that you would like to be a guest blogger, and we'll take it from there.
Geocacher, podcaster, mother, social media geek, wife. @JuliaDoherty is where you'll find her on Twitter.
As always, you don't need to take any notes as we have a full transcript of the article. All you have to do is visit all the W's, go to green-umbrella.biz/68. Blimey, 68 already. Anyway, you can subscribe to the blog there as well. Don't forget you can subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher Radio as well. Anyway, that's it for this episode. Take care. Bye-bye for now. See you next time.
Bye-bye. The Online Marketing Audio Blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.